This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aircraft Electronics Association show in New Orleans this year. I'm with Brad Hayden of Robotic Skies. In case you don't know it, Robotic Skies is a company that's been out there about 3 years, devoted entirely to setting up maintenance programs for unmanned vehicles and drone systems. Brad, you've got a new partnership to announce, kind of interesting, with a company called UAvionics, making really small ADS-B systems. Tell us about the partnership and where you think this technology might go.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, it's really interesting when you look at the entire landscape of where the drone market is right now. Most of the enterprise activity that you're seeing happening is in the what's called the Part 107 market, which is the line of sight market. Everybody's busting at the seams to fly beyond line of sight and to fly over people. And I think that the industry is coming to the realization that that's going to require a certain amount of equipage and a certain amount of ongoing airworthiness, if you will, to make that happen. We can't have systems flying into the national airspace unless they've been properly equipped so that they can report position and so that they're also maintained in such a way to where we can ensure predictability and reliability. And really, this UAvionics partnership is just another step, I think, in establishing that new ecosystem, if you will, that's going to come into play within this market. All you have to do is look at our customers. We have 10 OEMs signed on, airframe manufacturers that are making high-end everything from multi-rotor systems to hybrid systems to big fixed-wing systems. These systems aren't designed necessarily to fly line of sight. We have a couple of customers that do fly high-end line of sight, but by and large, these airframes are long endurance, designed to fly at higher altitudes and really integrate into the airspace. And they'll be equipped with products exactly like what we've announced with our partnership with UAvionics. These are position sources. They are ADS-B in and out, and they are going to be integral, if you will, to this technology making its way into the national airspace. This is not about segregation of UAS from manned aviation. This is about integration, and that's going to be when we really realize the full potential of this new market segment within aerospace.
So I'm looking at some of these miniature ADS-B devices, and I'm holding one now that's half the size of a matchbook, probably, or a matchbox, and I can't imagine what the weight is, but it's doesn't feel like it weighs anything. And these would be capable of being installed in the smallest drones, I take it.
That's correct. And that's what's really interesting about this market segment, or these products that are designed for this particular market segment, that they are small, as you say. They have a very small footprint. They can fit on a smaller multi-rotor system or a small fixed-wing system. But they're also low power. So they're not going to consume a lot of power, and so you don't have to put a big battery on them to operate them. And so this is really something that's designed for the small unmanned market. And these will ultimately, again, enable, if this technology is in fact adopted, to manage airspace integration of small UAS. They will use exactly this type of technology, potentially, to actually be able to fly those kinds of missions.
So we've got the 2020 mandate coming up. And the uptake for owners of aircraft has been kind of slow. But as 2020 gets closer, and certainly unmanned systems are going to want to fly in that airspace, you think that's going to boost the interest in these things?
I think it will. I mean, you know, what you have to remember is if you start flying a UAS beyond line of sight, that makes every flight an IFR flight. And so, you know, they're going to understand that this equipage level is going to have to be maintained. And manned pilots are going to want these types of aircraft, if they're flying within their airspace, to be equipped in such a manner so that they can see them coming. What's really interesting, too, about what UAvionics is designing is, again, these are not just low power on the consumption, but low power out. So, you know, they're not transmitting at the full power that you would see in a manned aviation ADS-B out, for example. So it's lower power so as not to, like, flood the system. So UAvionics is thinking this through from really where the market is, not trying to come down into the space, but really build a solution exactly for this space.
Okay, to close it out, give us information on your website and UAvionics.
So we're at www.roboticsguys.com. We're here at the show recruiting additional repair stations. We're about 130 now around the world, and we're looking for more. And UAvionics is U and then avionics spelled with an X.com.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the AEA show in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.